In this bulletin, the federal government to roll out a $2.4 billion plan to combat the spread of coronavirus. Russia proposes constitutional change to allow Vladimir Putin to seek further presidential terms. And in the AFL, round one of the premiership season to go ahead as planned, despite the COVID-19 outbreak. The federal government has announced a $2.4 billion plan to tackle the coronavirus outbreak. The response will include up to 100 pop-up respiratory clinics to test people who fear they may be infected. Under Medicare, patients quarantined at home will be able to access free consultations with their GP over the phone, Skype and FaceTime. The plan also includes a nationwide advertising campaign to address hygiene and misinformation about the virus. Health Minister Greg Hunt has praised the efforts of the states and territories in providing health services so far.
We do recognise that the additional resources that are required and being added, the emergency department and the respiratory clinics as they're being established. And I've got to say, when you think of it, to be able to establish those in real time has been a real achievement by many, but more are coming.
As the number of Australian coronavirus cases climbs to 100, one doctor is calling for a nationwide lockdown. Kathy Hull, who works at Sydney's Wright Hospital, says all Australians should undergo a two-week self-quarantine period. The proposal involves the closure of schools, workplaces and large events to combat the spread of the virus. However, Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says a nationwide travel ban is not yet required.
We don't think, our advice is we're not at that stage. If we had more sustained community transmission, then we wouldn't hesitate to make recommendations about public gatherings, about schools and the like.
Several European countries have placed a travel ban on people coming from Italy. Austria, Serbia and Malta adopted the ban to slow the spread of coronavirus. It follows Italy's decision to quarantine its entire population amidst more than 10,000 reported cases of COVID-19. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says arrangements are being made to bring all Austrians in Italy home.
Our highest priority is to prevent the introduction of the virus into our society. Therefore, there will be a travel ban for people coming out of Italy, except for persons in possession of a medical certificate.
Australia is also reviewing its travel advice to Italy. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he supports a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow him to seek another term and remain in power. The current law limits presidents to two consecutive terms, with Mr. Putin's current six-year term expiring in 2024. But a United Russia MP has proposed either scrapping presidential term limits or amending the constitution to let Mr. Putin run for a further two terms. Russians are due to vote on a package of constitutional reforms on the 22nd of April. Dutch prosecutors say Russian spies likely hacked into and leaked an Australian police report as part of a disinformation campaign to cover up its involvement in the downing of flight MH17. The trial of three Russians and a Ukrainian over the 2014 deaths of 298 people on the Malaysia Airlines flight is underway in the Netherlands. The four men are being tried in absentia for murder and destroying a civilian airliner for their alleged roles in furnishing the missile launcher used to fire on the passenger plane. Prosecutor Dedi Wiasoy has accused Russian military intelligence of hacking the Australian Federal Police to aid its disinformation campaign in the wake of the disaster, saying a witness saw Federal Services Bureau agents at the missile launch in Ukraine the day MH17 was shot down. In the AFL, the league's chief executive, Gillon McLachlan, says round one of the premiership season will go ahead as planned, despite the coronavirus outbreak. His comments come after the Victorian government warned that large gatherings will likely be impacted in the future as measures are taken to stop the spread of COVID-19. Mr. McLachlan says the AFL is listening to the state government's advice and has set up a working party to advise clubs and staff on the issue. But he says the league's current advice is to push ahead with the season as planned.
Our clubs, players and fans know that if a response is required, then we will be well planned and ready. But again, I'll remind everyone that we rely on the advice of the relevant experts. If mass gatherings are suspended, then we will play games in stadiums with no crowds. We're also working on other protocols to protect not only players and staff, but our members and supporters.
The AFL Premiership season is due to get underway next week when Richmond hosts Carlton at the MCG. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, sunny, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, a possible shower, 23. Sydney, possible shower, 25. Newcastle, possible shower, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28 expected. Cairns, a shower or two with a possible storm, tops of 32. And mostly sunny in Darwin, tops of 34 degrees. This is SBS News.